Okay, good morning. This is Gary Spackman at the Idaho Department of Water Resources. Welcome, everyone. We need to call the roll. So let me start by at least asking initially, Fritz Hammerly, are you there?
Present, Director.
Thanks, Fritz. And then let's determine who else is on the telephone. But first of all, I want to go around the table here at the department and identify participants here, and then we'll call the roll for everyone else. So again, this is Gary Spackman, and to my left in clockwise direction,
Garrett Baxter for the department.
Amy Blades for the department.
Matt Weaver for the department.
Deborah Gibson for the department.
Okay, and then let's see if we can order in an orderly way, self-identify everybody else on the telephone.
Here.
Who?
Kent.
Thanks, Kent. You're coming through quite faintly. We'll turn ours
Mindy
up.
Mindy Nelson.
Who?
Mindy Nelson.
Okay.
Mitchell Sorensen.
Thanks, Mitchell.
Harvey Walker.
Thank you, Harvey. Anybody else?
Boyd Pearson.
Thank you, Loy. Anybody else? All right, thanks for participating today. This is a pre-hearing conference that was scheduled to discuss a requested hearing in the matter of administration and accounting, and specifically for Water Master instructions issued by the director in Water District 34 and the Big Lost River Basin. Fritz, you requested the hearing, and so what I want to do is just talk about a schedule for the hearing itself and any other matters that preliminary matters that we need to talk about prior to the hearing. And so I want to bounce off of you to begin with, Fritz, and just get your ideas about how you think we ought to go forward.
Thank you, Director. I've met with my clients, Director, on this and thought about this, and it's unclear kind of what the department's concern is. I'm not sure if it's with the notion of rotation credits generally, or if the concern of the department is the excess water at the end of the year. If it's the latter, Director, what we'd like to do, short of trying this in the first place, is to see if we can sit down with the department and other users and see if we can address if the problem is excess water at the end of the year, if there's some way we can sit down with the department and address that concern, try to solve it, see if we can move forward with that. I don't know if that's something that you're willing to do, or if you're willing to entertain it.
Well, my initial reaction is, Fritz, that the instructions to the Water Master were intended to address not just storage remaining in the reservoir at the end of the year, but the way in which the rotation into storage is requested, accounted for, reported. The range of issues is much larger than just the storage remaining in the reservoir at the end of the year. So I think I need to confirm at least that we can't, I don't know that we can resolve it by just narrowly focusing on storage remaining in the reservoir.
Right.
I mean, I'm happy to have folks talk about the issue, but I don't know whether your suggestion would resolve all of the issues.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out, Director, if there's a process where the parties can sit down and discuss some of the things that you're concerned. I mean, I think we have raised some pretty hardcore legal issues, which may be problematic, but I'm certainly, you know, my clients are willing to sit down and discuss this and discuss some of the issues you're concerned about if that is available to us.
I'm in favor of any kind of settlement discussions. I'm also mindful that, or convinced that, setting a hearing date often hastens those discussions and moves us towards ultimate resolution. So what kind of time period are you talking about?
Well, with that in mind, Director, let's talk about the hearing for a moment.
Okay.
See if that helps us identify a date where we can possibly meet. This kind of hearing is something you decided. I don't think there is anyone else involved in it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know what kind of discovery would be possible. It seems that most of the issues we raised were, you know, probably legal issues. So I don't know how you, in your mind, what you're thinking of about this hearing.
Fritz, my first question is, you said this is a hearing that I decided.
No, I'm sorry. Well, I take that back, Director. You issued your decision.
Right.
We filed a petition for reconsideration, request for hearing.
Right.
So, given that it's your decision, I don't know what kind of discovery would be available to us, or in your mind, what kind of discovery would be available to us. Or if you perceive these issues to be legal issues as opposed to factual issues.
Well, I came prepared today to identify a department witness who would present evidence. This is not a normal contested case hearing where I have parties on both sides, and maybe the nature of this hearing is what you're really pointing at, that it is different than a protested application or some other contested case before the department where there are adversarial parties. So because it is a department decision and you've requested a hearing, I feel obligated to at least present evidence from the department about the decision itself, and have a witness available for examination. And that witness would be available. We've identified Matt Weaver, who would testify for the department. And then from there, and you'd be able to engage in discovery. You wanted to depose Mr. Weaver, that would be fine. So I anticipated at the pre-hearing conference, Fritz, that I would issue an order authorizing discovery, and you'd have full opportunity to engage in discovery.
Okay. Going back, I guess, then, how far out, Director, were you considering having this hearing?
I don't have a time frame in mind. It seems to me it would be nice to have it completed before the next irrigation season.
I agree.
Otherwise, the instructions will stay in place, and if there's something that you find particularly egregious or grievous, at least the matter could be brought before me and I could try to have a decision out by then.
Does March sound acceptable to you, or is that a time frame you would be willing to consider?
Yes, but I want to give you enough time to prepare. And
having said that, is the department willing to engage in some dialogue and discussion on some of these issues?
Yes. It seems to me a good place to start, Fritz, would be to offer Matt and perhaps other department staff. Sometimes in these discussions and hearings of this type, we've just offered people to participate in an informal discussion. If you want to officially depose department witnesses, that would be fine as well. But sometimes we can at least bypass some of that deposition time and expense by just...
Well, I think it'd be useful to depose Matt, but I certainly don't want to discuss the issues with Matt in the context of a deposition. I don't think that's probably productive. So maybe we can have some sort of dialogue with Matt initially to see if we can get anywhere. Maybe in some kind of context where what's discussed during, I guess, what would be considered some kind of settlement discussions, that, you know, that wouldn't be fair game for any subsequent depositions or, you know, testimony.
This is Kent Fletcher. I Big Lux River Irrigation District directors did not object to the order that issue, and so right now they're not formally participating in this, but I just have a suggestion for people to think about a little bit. It seems to me that until you go through a full irrigation season under this order, it's pretty hard to negotiate the problem area. So I'm just throwing this out here as an idea, because you know, even the irrigation district doesn't quite know how all this is going to play out over a full irrigation season. Is perhaps if this proceeding were stayed until next fall and we actually go through an irrigation season and the water master can identify kinks in this, the water users can identify those in the department, those discussions would probably be more fruitful after seeing what works in this order and what might be too cumbersome. I assume that's what the water users are objecting to, is that it might be too cumbersome, some aspects of it. But I'm just throwing that out there as an idea, because I don't know how you negotiate in the abstract, you know, what will work and what won't. But just a thought.
Well, Ken, you know, this is are you done? I'm sorry, Ken, I didn't want to cut you off anyway.
No, I'm done.
Director, I think Kent has some good points, and some of the things we were discussing yesterday involved what kind of steps we might be able to play out, you know, in maybe the upcoming irrigation season to see if some of our thoughts play out. Yeah, I certainly don't want to give up my legal arguments in any way, to kind of use the upcoming season as some kind of experiment to see if some things we agree on can work.
Thanks, Kent, for the suggestion. I'm open to flexibility and possible delay of the hearing. Fritz, if you and your clients agree, I also feel I have a need to expeditiously hold a hearing if one is requested of me. So I don't feel like I have the, well, I probably have the ability or the discretion, but I don't think I should exercise it. I ought to try to timely hold hearings. So are you thinking that the idea is a good one, Fritz? Delay for the season? Or am I, is the idea fresh enough? Go ahead.
Let me just bring up some real hardcore practical problems on this. I don't know if you have our petition for reconsideration in front of you.
It is here. Just a minute. I'll find it. I have it.
There are some things in this that are just very problematic that we probably can't live with in the immediate future, such as on page 3, where one of the requirements is that we fully irrigate our property to take advantage of rotation credits. Concept of fully irrigating is extremely problematic. On page 4, there's some discussion in that order about combined uses. Some of the groundwater rights are just not combined. So I don't know if this order, if its intent was to combine all groundwater rights with surface water rights, whether they were combined in the decrees or not. I think that concept was problematic for us. Use of supplemental water rights was on page 5 was problematic for us. At the bottom of page 5, there was the ability of the water master to deny the credits for any reason. That's problematic for us. The way that the rotation credits are assessed as compared to storage rights, the way they're assessed, I think that's problematic for us. So there are some hardcore things in here probably that, are a problem. The concept of working with the water district and the water master might not be so problematic.
But Fritz, in listening to you work through some of the issues identified in your petition, it sounds to me like you want those issues addressed prior to the irrigation season.
Well, I think they need to be addressed. My hope was that we could come up with some kind of procedure where you don't implement some of the things I just talked about. See if that is satisfactory or resolves some of the department's problems short of doing those things. I mean, I think you can always say, this process isn't working for us, so we want to do the legal things that we question. I just think that's a problem.
I'm not sure I know how to move forward with what you're suggesting.
Well, I'm trying to work with the department as opposed to, there are issues in here that are very problematic. Yet there are probably some issues in your order that, we can work with you, see if they work for you and everyone else or not.
But I don't know how to define a process to get to where everybody's in agreement without scheduling a hearing and then allowing the discussions to proceed and go forward. And at least we have a hearing date that's scheduled if people can't agree on a process for a trial year.
I understand that. I don't know if the department had any flexibility on some of the legal issues we raised, or, if we go into some kind of settlement discussion, say, we're pretty hardcore on all the things that you have a problem with, and we're not going to give on those problems.
But I'm not prepared to discuss each of those individual issues today.
I didn't expect you to, Director. I was just kind of laying out, what our concerns were, what your concerns might be, and see if we can resolve them. If we can't, then I guess we have to move forward on our legal issues.
And I don't know what else to do other than maybe define a hearing track and then agree to another discussion track inside of that time frame that either results in some agreement or we move forward with a hearing.
That's always reasonable, Director, of course. There's nothing like a hearing date, right?
Well, otherwise, if I leave it open-ended, then we come to the irrigation season and we implement if there is an agreement, then we implement the instructions through the irrigation season, and then your clients may feel that they've been disadvantaged through the process. I don't want that to happen. So let's go back and talk about a possible hearing date. Fritz, you suggested March. Is that too early? Given the discussion about possible negotiations.
Let's see. Maybe we ought to bump it into
in April.
How about April 21st? Or, the week of April 17th, the week of April 10th, whatever your pleasure is.
No, I have 2 days. The 17th and 18th is committed already for me. The week of the 10th appears to be open for me. The week of the 24th appears to be open. The only concern I have is if we hold a hearing the week of the 24th, the irrigation season's upon us. Now, maybe the...
Why don't we go the week of the 10th, Director?
Okay. Now, as we start looking at a possible hearing date, we have some other participants, or at least people who received notice of the pre-hearing conference. And I don't know what the desires of the other people who've called in are. We sent the notice but didn't receive any kind of formal responses. And what I want to do is set a deadline for the filing of petitions to intervene. Our rules say that those petitions need, or that a timely petition needs to be filed by the date of the pre-hearing conference or 14 days prior to the hearing, whichever is earlier. But there's also an allowance for the hearing officer to establish by order, by notice, some other date. So what I'm thinking is that petitions to intervene need to come in within 14 days of today's pre-hearing conference.
Director, I think it'd be helpful since I think I kind of somewhat thoroughly identified the problems I perceived with the order, I think it'd be helpful if the participants came in and identified the scope of their participation or what issues they have problems with or don't, I suppose. I don't know.
Let me just ask the other folks on the phone today, what is your interest in participating in this upcoming hearing that we're talking about? Maybe I'll pick on you first, Ken. Irrigation district. Yeah, go ahead.
The board of directors, I think, meet on December 6th, so I guess at that point in time, they'll decide if they want to intervene. But if they do, I assume the scope would be similar to the scope we had in the other hearing, where we're not really taking positions. We're more or less monitoring what's going on and trying to, try to open up, identify issues that need to be addressed. So I can't really answer that till December 6th, but I doubt that the district will be actively participating as an adverse party to anyone in this proceeding.
It seems to me that the district might have greater interest in actively participating, given that the instructions also require activities by the irrigation district. But
Director for Tamerlake, again, I don't have any problem with the district or the water master getting involved, since the directions are issued to them. If they want to participate, simply to be there to participate, I don't have any problem with that.
Well, as I understood the director, you're basically establishing a petition intervene deadline of 14 days from today. And so I guess to the extent the district wants to participate, I think the director's point's well taken. There are directions given to the district and how comfortable the district is with those, it's a little unclear to me right now. But at the last hearing, I think even though we weren't necessarily adverse to anyone, I think the district was able to clarify some of the issues that were sitting out there with the way rotation credit was being administered. And so I assume it'd be something along those lines. If the district didn't like something that the director's requesting, then we would identify that as well. But a lot of these things that deal with people's actual right to use rotation credit that Fritz has mentioned, I don't see most of those being district issues. It'd be more dealing with what the district has to do in relationship to the water.
If we talk about a motion to intervene, Kent, the district, I suppose, could file something that would be consistent with the request by Fritz, that is that the district is interested in these issues and maybe could define its role as an intervener. I don't know. I'm reluctant to start to go back to just a notice of participation. And I think the formal process of filing a petition to intervene is more consistent with our rules, particularly where we have this request before the hearing. I know that may not be the process we followed previously, but I think it's a better legal process under our rules.
Yeah, I don't have any issue with that. And I think last time the district did file a petition to intervene in the other proceeding as well. So,
and I'd forgotten. Perhaps that's true.
But then the directors subsequently ordered people to, state where they sat with it. And the district basically stated it wasn't taking a position. So anyway, the directors can address it on December 6th.
Let me ask all of the other silent listeners today, what's your feeling? Anybody want to express an opinion? Otherwise, we'll forge ahead, establish a deadline for the filing of petitions to intervene, and then we'll work off the 14 days. We'll issue an order authorizing discovery, and that should be part of the, pre-hearing order. I'll characterize what we issue.
Director, this is Mitchell Sorensen.
Yep. Thanks, Nick.
So to clarify, we're looking at December the 13th. Is that 2 weeks from today? Is that what we're talking about?
That's 14 days from today.
Is that the 13th?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't counted it.
It is.
Okay.
And would you like any interested party to then submit a petition for intervention or a motion for intervention?
Yeah, and I think it's valuable to, as Fritz requested, to include some general statement of the issues that they find to be pertinent to their petition. So won't require an in-depth statement, but some statement of the issues that the intervener wants to address.
Director, if I may, I don't think we're here during this particular order litigating the propriety of rotation credits or not.
Well, I think that's correct. The Water Master instructions are intended to define a process so that the rotation into storage can be accomplished. I'm assuming that's the point you're trying to make, Fritz.
That's my understanding, Director, but given the parties that I suspect might file motions to intervene, I suspect they'll come in and question rotation credits again. I hope that's clear that we're not doing that.
Well, it's not the intent of the Water Master instructions. Okay. Anybody else?
No, this is Harvey Walker. Go ahead and file the motion. I'm comfortable with the 13th.
Okay. All right. There's some other normal activities that the parties normally engage in prior to a hearing. Witness lists, depositions. The department in this order will identify any witnesses, department witnesses that would testify. At least at this moment, I don't anticipate that anybody but Matt Weaver will be identified, but we'll talk internally.
Director, if we can have, historically we've done authorized discovery right up basically to the hearing, and I would ask that. Maybe disclose exhibits and witnesses 14 days prior.
Is usually a little longer than what I've allowed, but any comment? Garrick, you have a comment?
Historically, we've identified witnesses well in advance, so if folks want to do depositions, there's enough time to do depositions, and then it's the exhibits that we've generally had people submit, a week or less before the hearing. So we've historically, I think, split up those two deadlines.
Yeah. Do you
That's fine, Director. That's sensible.
Okay. Do you anticipate any expert witnesses from your side, Fritz?
Likely not.
Okay. I'm always concerned about expert witnesses because their early identification helps in discovery. And so I'll probably identify an expert disclosure early on. And like I say, we'll identify the department witnesses as part of this pre-hearing order. And then the witness list seems to me can come in later, doesn't need quite as early a disclosure. So I'll separate those out, and we probably ought to have the witness list in maybe a month in advance, and then exhibits, 7 days in advance or something, so that there's some opportunity to put together exhibits following the disclosure of the witnesses. Okay, let's go back to a hearing date. How long do we anticipate this will take, a day or two? Maybe I ought to identify 2 days in this period of time. I have a hard time believing that this will be a 3-day hearing.
I think most of these issues are probably legal issues. I think a day should do it, but we probably should set aside 2.
Well, I'm looking at the 11th and 12th, or 12th and 13th. That's either Tuesday and Wednesday, or Wednesday and Thursday. I'd pick the 11th and 12th. Why don't we see what we can do for a place to hold the hearing? And maybe we can reserve all 3 days and then see if we can pick 2 in there, Tuesday through Thursday. We want to try to hold it in ARCO again at the auditorium. This is during school. Or maybe this hearing we could hold in. Maybe we could hold this hearing over in the business center or whatever it's called. Maybe that room is big enough for this hearing. I don't anticipate we'll have the same crowd we did for the previous hearing. So why don't we at least right now reserve the 11th through the 13th for the hearing?
Director, when does the irrigation season start over there?
Well,
is it May 1st or is it April 15th?
Harvey, Mitchell, Randy?
I believe it's April. It can be as early as April the 15th for groundwater and May 1st for surface water, with a noted exception of it can be requested that the director allow surface to begin earlier.
That's right. That's actually defined in the rules, isn't it?
Yes.
Distribution rules.
The order sets May 1st as a deadline for submitting plans for natural flow rotation.
Well, I'll have to hurry to issue an order.
That'll be hot and heavy methodology order season, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Other matters we need to talk about today.
Matt, for Tamerly, I assume I could just call you up and see what dates you have available to sit down and talk about these things or what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, Fritz, that's a good idea.
I'll coordinate with you as well, Fritz. This is Garrett.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I don't have anything else. Thanks for participating. I hope it snowed the Big Lost.
So do we.
Oh, you can't give me a report?
We had an excellent rainstorm a few weeks ago.
Oh, but nothing came through at this last pulse, huh?
Not of substance.
Oh.
I think Lloyd and Randy have a pretty good feel for that.
All right, well, we'll get the report later.